This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Great sports mind like Tom Ackerman.
Baseball's really not a hard sport.
It is Anchorman, not Anchorlady.
It's like powered by coffee this morning.
Sports, sponsored by McDonald's. Reminding you to round up your total for Ronald McDonald House Charities on your next order.
Tom Ackerman live with us this morning from Florida. And, buddy, you're right. This is the best time of the year. You got baseball all day, and then you got the SEC tournament all afternoon, right?
You got nothing like it, man. My Hoosiers play at noon today.
Oh, do they? Congrats.
Yeah, they play Oregon today in the Big Ten tournament. I think we need this one today just to lock it up. I think Indiana's in, but I can't the team you're playing, Oklahoma, they could steal a bid from Indiana. I mean, if they end up making a little run in the SEC tournament, let's say they win tonight against you. I mean, they could steal a bid from us. So we got to make sure we lock this thing up. I think we can beat Oregon. We'll see. This is going to be fun. I mean, I love this tournament, all of the NCAA tournament. But the conference tournaments are very important. So, yeah, we got a huge day today. You have the Billikens on KMOX today, first and foremost. And if they make a run in the A-10 tournament and they win the tournament, they'll be in. And they are capable of doing that. They are a very scary five seed in that tournament. They can beat just about anybody when they're playing at their best. Missouri is not playing well right now. They play tonight. They'll take on Mississippi State, a team that just smoked LSU. So that's going to be a tough game. Illinois looks great. They're going to be playing Iowa tonight. I think they can handle them. They're hot right now going into their Big Ten tournament. So it should be fun. And then, on top of all that, the Blues play tonight. They're in Pittsburgh taking on the Penguins, and they're playing well.
Tom, what about the argument? I've heard some coaches say it. Coach John Calipari used to make this argument all the time, that these tournaments by the SEC and the other conferences.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy!
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here.
If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
That they shouldn't do this to the players. That what happened to the good old days when who won the conference was based on the best record over the course of the season.
Well, yeah, but that's not going to happen. I mean, they could sit there and talk about it all day. Bob Knight used to say the same thing, but you know, this is what makes a ton of money.
Yeah, that's it. That's the key.
It makes a ton of money for the conference. Yeah, I mean, it's a big deal. Plus, it does give the opportunity for a team to sneak into the NCAA tournament. And I am not for expanding the field of 68. Keep it just the way it is. I mean, if you expanded it, yes, it would allow my beloved Missouri Valley Conference, who I work for, it would allow more of their teams in. But, you know, there's a charm to it. The field of 68, I think the committee should just allow fewer of the bigger schools in and let some of these other teams in. Now, the conference tournaments are big for those smaller schools. I mean, you can't get rid of those. I mean, the Arch Madness, the winner of that tournament gets in. I think that's a big deal. Well, I understand the argument, but it's not going away. I mean, these postseason tournaments are what they are. They make boatloads of cash.
So, Mizzou, Mississippi State.
Well, I was just going to say, like, obviously, like, Illinois and Mizzou are both going to be in the March Madness. Like, they will.
They're going to make it in.
They're going to make it in. I guess this tournament here, so the Big Ten and the SEC tournaments, how they do in these could then impact, okay, you're this seed or you're that seed. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
versus SLU, it could depend if they're in at all.
Yes, SLU at this point has not, they don't have a resume that puts them in the tournament at all.
Got
but
it.
They have to win this tournament to get the automatic bid, and they hurt themselves with some losses early in the year and some non-conference games that could have helped them. They don't have the schedule strength of a Mizzou or Illinois. Mizzou or Illinois, they play their tough conference games all year. The Atlantic 10 doesn't have that kind of level of competition that Mizzou and Illinois have to face. That's how the committee justifies that. So Missouri and Illinois are in based on their record. Mizzou's got some huge wins. Illinois has some huge wins. SLU just doesn't have that to hang on. Now, Mizzou and Illinois, though, have to do well in these conference tournaments, or like you said, they're going to be handed a seed that they don't like and probably a first-round matchup that they don't like. I think that Illinois, again, is capable, the way that they're playing right now, of beating people. Missouri, you know, you're just going to have the luck of the draw. I mean, Missouri's defense is so bad right now that if they play a team that likes to run an efficient, good offense and can play a little D, Missouri can get beat. If Missouri plays a team that's kind of undisciplined and maybe runs the floor and likes to run up the score a little bit, Missouri will kill them. I mean, because Missouri loves to play that high-tempo transition game, bomb threes all day. Mm-hmm. That'll be a fun matchup for the Tigers.
Look like Missouri's about a 3.5-point favorite in that game tonight.
That's
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Mississippi. Yeah, that's it. I mean, Mississippi State's good. I mean, they killed LSU. Mississippi State, though, has given up a lot of points this season. Alabama scored 111 on them in a game. I mean, I think it's a game Missouri's capable of winning. I'm not sure they beat Florida a second time. They're going to have to play Florida next if they beat Mississippi State, but we'll see.
Hey, so what are you seeing down there for the Cardinals right now? Any more highlights?
Yeah, as for the club, no. I mean, their offense is very, very quiet. I think right now it's about the pitching, and the pitching has been okay. And up until yesterday, Miles Michaelis looks really good. I think the Cardinals' offense has to show some signs of life, and the results are not there. They talk all the time about this is about a process. We're learning. We're training. We're trying to, you know, get ourselves ready for the season. But at some point, you have to show results. Some of the players trying to make this team have really good numbers. The players who are already on the team are working on different things to get their swing right. I think a bright spot would be that Nolan Arenado's swing looks good. He has good speed on his swing. He's swinging faster, and the ball is coming off his bat harder than it has in over a year, probably. So that's a good sign, although the numbers don't show it. And then I think a couple of guys to watch, this big slugger they've had in the minors for the last few years, Luke and Baker, looks very good down here. And I think he's had a really good offseason. So we'll see if that ends up putting him on the roster, and maybe the Cardinals can bring that big bat off the bench this season.
Yeah, they have a game today.
They play the Astros today down in West Palm. I'll be down there looking forward to calling that one.
Very nice. Have fun, Tom. We appreciate you, my friend.
Always good to hang with you guys. You guys be good, and good luck to your Tigers. Good luck to your Wildcats.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Good luck to your Hoosiers.
Thank you. I'll be watching closely. By the time we start that Cardinals game, I think I'll know whether my Hoosiers are going to pull that thing out or not.
Yeah, we'll see. That is very true. All right, Tom, we appreciate it. I know he's got to.
All right, you guys.
All right, take care. I know he's got to get going there. So 6 o'clock is the Mizzou game, and then about 30 minutes after that one ends is when my Wildcats play tonight. So
I've had
about my bedtime.
There's a hockey game at 6:08.
Yeah, but it's March Madness. So nobody's paying attention to hockey. I'm just kidding.
Carl, do you watch the hockey?
I'm
do you
just
watch
kidding.
The hockey games when you're not working them, since this one's on the road?
It actually will depend on what I'm doing in April or not.
So how if you had to have a competition with other people who do the same job you do with like the buzzer, you guys should have a competition on you see a goal and who can hit the button the fastest.
No, you don't want that. No, because then you
want to
make a mistake.
Yeah,
well,
yeah.
But you want to be you want to be quick, but you want to be accurate. So you would judge how quick you are, but also compare it to your accuracy percentage.
Legally,
like a TV show,
according to the NHL rules, we're not supposed to blow the horn until the ref points. So it wouldn't be up to us. It would be whether the ref who has pointed quickly or not.
It still sounds like it could be a fun competition.
We're all a member of I'm not on Facebook, but
Buzzer Pushers Anonymous.
No, there are only so many people that do this.
Of course.
And so they're in a Facebook group, but they send me like screenshots all the
rare
time.
Rare air there, yes. Carl.
It's like when they're doing reels, like, check out this new upgraded button that I just got. Like, is that what you guys geek out on?
Yes. Or the software that we use are different.
New study finds this the most effective way to push the button.
Carl's buzzer looks like a Darth Vader's helmet.
Mark
did
saw
you know that?
He wishes. Well, are you being for real?
No.
Oh, I was did he put like a sticker on it or something?
If he could modify it.
It does have a sticker on it that says STL Proud.
I did get to see the button. I did get to see Carl's.
Does everybody at the different stadiums, or arenas, I should say, do they hit the button and do music, or is that unique to your role?
It depends. Like Colorado, they have 3 people doing music because they have their music is in conjunction with their lights. So they have one guy that does the music, one guy that does the lights, and they work in conjunction with each other. And then we also have an organist. And on weekends, we have DJ Dex, who's the hype guy, who acts when I'm playing music, he still acts like he's playing the music too if they put a camera on him, which is funny.
It's cool.
Nice.
Get more at 971talk.com.